Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right. Well, of course. 15. Of course, Oklahoma City gets the like most intriguing prospect
right
in the draft.
Right before you.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's I'm gonna pass on Wolf. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So a little bit of layer of intrigue here before we get ready to get this thing on the road. We'll come back. Norton Heard the Fourth's gonna join us. We'll talk to him about the draft. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM. Yes.
Leaders Credit Union is here for you. Listeners, they're a not-for-profit financial institution fully owned by members, operates for your benefit. That's all important information, especially the part about operating for you, because as a member, and Leaders has got 70,000-plus members here in West Tennessee, you get all the perks, which is better rates on loans, mortgages, car loans, whatever it is. HELOC, that's a home equity line of credit that can help you unlock that money, that cash you need to upgrade that kitchen you've long wanted to do, maybe that bathroom renovation, get you that shower you've long wanted. Rates as low as 5.99 APR right now on those HELOCs through Leaders. You can learn more, see full details and disclosures over at leaderscu.com/ESPN. Check out their Compass Black credit card as well. Can really help you out through the summer. Again, all that information over at leaderscu.com/ESPN. Become a part of the family. Leaders is federally insured by the NCUA and is your financial champion.
By the way, real quick, Parth points out on Twitter that four members from that Montverd team, of which Curtis Givens III was a starting point guard for, that won a national title, four members of that team are going to be first-round picks tonight. Cooper Flagg, Liam McNeely, Derek Queen, and Asa Newell. And Curtis was the starting point guard, and he had the best game of anybody in the championship game.
I was surprised by how big he was, mm-hmm. seeing him up mm-hmm. close at the camp.
Yep, he's bigger than people week. Think.
It looks like a year of being in the SEC and in the SEC weight room.
Yep.
Like, bro is so much bigger than his dad and his family. Like, in fact, his arms have gotten big. So I'll give you, 6'3", 6'4", whatever it is, he got the height, but he's stronger
yep.
than the last time since we last saw him. And he's been out, 3 years out of the city?
Yep.
As John just talked about, Montverde for 2 years and LSU for one. So I was surprised at how thick he was.
Yeah.
Bro's been in the weight room.
Yep.
Other thing about that, you talk about, because I saw this, we discussed how we love John Shire.
Yep.
Right? We think, we say, because Coward was going. The idea, if they're going to take a transfer, usually Duke's going to be pretty smart about it. We like John. He did have, is it going to be 3 top 10 picks?
Yeah, you got Malawach.
And didn't win it?
Yeah.
And didn't win it? Is that a knock? If we're going to give him the benefit? Is that not a knock on him?
It is.
No.
Now, no shame in losing to Houston in the Final Four.
I'm going to say it was a North Carolina guy that pointed that out.
Yeah, but get your own house in order.
You know what I'm
saying?
The hell? I'm going to point that out. However,
who's that, Lamar?
3 top 10s. Don't worry about who said.
All right, Lamar.
That said, 3 top 10s, though.
Lamar?
Let me flip it this way.
Yeah,
if Penny Hardaway had 3 top 10s and didn't win the title, you think he ain't catching hell?
Oh, he would be.
They did go to the
to the Final Four, you said, right?
But I will, they lost on a very controversial call.
Was it controversial?
The foul on flag on that rebound. That was a very controversial call. It was a weak foul. I mean, it just shouldn't have even been called. And honestly, again, it's Houston. Like, I have, like, okay, if they'd have lost to Oregon State in the, you know, in the, okay, that's different. Losing to Kelvin Sampson, they were the number one rated team all year long for the most part.
Last I checked, didn't have three top tens.
No, but he's an unbelievable coach. You're talking about the elite of the elite.
Malawach!
It's the elite of the elite. I think
all I hear now, Malawach, oh, I love him. He's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. And people, and the stock had kind of dropped at one point to where he was in the, now he's come all the way back up. All you're hearing about how great he is. All you're hearing about is how good a pro Konkan Nipple is going to be. Mm. And we talking about Cooper Flagg. We open up the show talking about more, and I agree, more than five All-Star appearances. So I'm just saying, you got even North Carolina, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Now,
it's,
Lamar, I mean, what are y'all doing, first of all? Who's Hubert's losing to everybody. Equal opportunity loser. He loses. It don't matter if it's a Final Four. It don't matter if it's the NIT. Lamar,
I could be talking to Parth right here, okay? You don't know.
He wouldn't dare
Parth
do that.
Point out
he wouldn't dare do that. Only Lamar.
Parth point out who played for Montverde might point out who was playing for Duke, too. Three top tens.
Yeah. It's just not.
You don't have no idea. You're like, calling out Lamar. And don't it's even, like, Lamar it's, don't even listen to you.
The message.
He don't listen to me.
The message is not necessarily wrong, but the messenger in this case, you can't be the one. You can't be the one to point out Duke's foibles when your yard looks like that. Your yard is a mess.
They got a $14 million roster.
And what they going to do with it? Not a damn thing.
TBD.
Not a damn thing.
You're not going to have me rooting for North Carolina.
Will Wade going to bust that ass up there. They don't want that smoke in NC State, man. Here's my Duke pro ranking.
You're talking real bad for a man that hadn't had a draft pick in a while.
Yeah. We're hurting. We had a nice run there for a minute, though. It was a good 2-3 year run.
Kendrick Davis is good enough to get drafted.
No doubt.
That's, you know. But
no doubt.
I guess that's personal.
But we need another Durin in here, quick. Might be Dane Danger, man. Might have that one.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, by the way. I got a text from an NBA.
I heard, but you won't say the team because
I won't say the team.
Who was so impressed by Dane?
It's an Eastern Conference team,
not Grizzlies.
It's an Eastern Conference. It's not a Western Conference.
Grizzlies had Dane in, too. I think
I read
that.
It was an Eastern Conference team. And they said.
Wasn't Grizzlies.
Let me see if I can pull up the exact.
It was Orlando.
It was not Orlando. I promise you it was not Orlando.
Okay.
I would tell you if it was Orlando.
He promised, guys. It's Orlando.
Yeah. Let's see. What was way better than I thought he was? Yeah.
That's what we said.
Way better than I thought he was. Was the
problem is going to be defense, and it's going to be why he's not getting drafted, right? I mean, what's he guarding in the league?
Yeah,
that's what. But he's going to get it. He's going to get a two way. He's going to go undrafted and get a two way deal.
Yes,
hopefully.
Dane's draft workout was very impressive, I must say. Three laughing emojis. Way better than I thought he was. Because again, they just thought. The expectations were very low.
Really bad, and it was better than they thought. He's not getting drafted, though.
But I don't you think that, like, Penny's track record with development is pretty damn pristine?
Oh, yes. We don't say Penny's players don't get better.
Right.
That's something we used to say.
So all these guys that you're hoping take that jump, is there any reason to think that they won't? I mean, Zach Davis, easy. Curtis Givens, easy. Aaron Bradshaw, easy.
I mean, he's the one that you really just don't. There's something
I was watching a video with Bradshaw yesterday. He was like, he was playing pool with Ashton. They were like doing a series.
What did that tell you?
It just, well, he recognized that he says, I got to get stronger. Aaron Bradshaw said that. He's like, I got to get stronger. I'm too skinny. He was talking about it.
I mean, there were some 11, 12 year olds had about the same body over there at the camp.
They were backing him down in the post.
I'm just saying.
What about Wharton? Did you see Wharton over there?
I think they were all there. I don't remember Wharton standing out to me. Yeah. I'm going to tell you who stood out was your boy Sincere.
Okay.
Doug stands out, the skill.
You watched them play?
And then, they're doing their thing. They're doing a lot of shooting and stuff in between, waiting on these kids or whatever. But we were over there. They had the whole team in there.
Oh, we didn't get the camp breakdown, so you got to see
you weren't interested. You thought I'd just come in here and run my mouth about CJ.
Yeah.
That's what you
thought. I didn't know they were doing anything.
I could have given you a player-by-player breakdown of how this roster's looking, but you just want to read Parth over there at the DM. He does a great job.
His son was not in the Penny camp. He didn't get the exclusive look like you got.
I paid for this look.
You sure?
Yeah, might as well call me a rebounder. Know what I'm saying? I got the early scoop on these guys.
Right.
I got the early scoop on the chemistry and all of it.
And Sincere was the first name that Jason mentioned, for the record.
And you're forgetting about somebody, too. I'm telling you that right now on June 25th, Barry. Mm. I know Mr. Rio Grande, everybody's kind of become,
yeah.
Who'd you have? Somebody texted you.
Yeah, somebody said
one of your North Carolina guys,
they'd
take him number. Oh, yeah. They tweeted that at you or something. Yeah. You don't even know who that was.
I have no idea.
But I'm telling you right now.
Did you see him?
Barry.
The UC Grand Rio, whatever the hell?
I believe I did. I saw him.
I'm sorry, I forget his name.
Wasn't introduced to him, but not one of the ones I was introduced to. But yeah, chemistry. I mean, that's doesn't mean wins, but
right. It's there.
I do think having the guys early, it certainly paid off the year before. There is something to that, them sort of growing together early, getting that chance early, and they do it, you know, in a way that they're, it's not necessarily a forced job. I mean, you're doing it in a situation, sure, you're having workouts that you can start June and July with the coaches and everything else, but when you've got those kids in there, there's some bonding going on. There's some other things besides just team workouts that I think, you know, can be beneficial. But that said, one thing they are, man, no, they are not, they don't have anybody except for Bradshaw over 6'8", but they are long.
Mm-hmm.
I do not, my point is that I do not believe, and one of the coaches also was making this point to me, that even when Bradshaw's off the floor, you're going to look at this team and say it's a small team. You're not going to say it's not a big team because of how long it is, because of the length of the wingspans, all the length with all these 6'8 guys. So, you know. In the AAC, that should go a long way. Hopefully, it's better than, you know, what it gets you is a decent enough record in the non-conference that it's better than an 11 seed, which Lenardi's got you now. Hopefully, and I'm back to, you know, we said last year getting out of the 8-9 was the hope. If I'm in 8-9 with this team, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. Because remember, it's all new roster. I mean, you don't
Absolutely.
Even. You know, there's not even an. So long as you don't get Dane. There's not even a Nick Jourdain on this roster that can say this is how we did it last year, right? I mean, I guess Ashton Hardaway is the closest thing to that because he's been here before, but he was gone last year. So there's the having to flip everything and everybody's new. Yes, a gamble, but was impressed by some of just the physical stature of a guy. Curtis Givens mentioned that stood out, and then just the chemistry and camaraderie already for a bunch of new guys. They look like they've been together for a minute.
I love it. Well, I was waiting.
Just from an old beat writer eye.
No, that's a good eye. It's a lot better than our AI guy's eye.
Oh, yeah. He don't even know who's in there. He got football players in there.
Yeah, I found out that was actually a big promotion. He was just trying to get people to pay for his AI programming. And he was using that all as a guinea pig to show people this is what you can do with AI. And I would say not that impressed when you got football players on the basketball team, bro. Like, you know, we need to get back to the lab.
Yeah.
If I'm going to buy this product.
No doubt.
But yeah, no, listen, I like it. I want to love it. I hope, you know, that they can do, it's going to be tough to recreate the overachievement of last year in terms of that non-conference. So, you know,
that's where the line is. That's the difference. They'll do their thing in the AAC. Might not go 16-2.
Exactly.
They'll win the AAC.
Yes.
But going 10-3, like you're saying, doing enough to get a 5 seed, I don't know if that's if they're going to do it with this roster. Bradshaw would have to be really good. You'd have to pull it out of him and you say, oh, wow, that's the 5-star. And you're doing the AAC. I mean, that you get that version of him, okay, exactly. with the perimeter guys they got, with the guards they got, I could start to see it. But he's going to have to be really, really good.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't even want to put him on. Like you could, like you said, like you could still be, you know, 9, 10, 11, you know, and then just, you know, have it go on a nice little run that way. I mean, that's just going to be your life for the most part.
You know how you're big. So we watched Dane. He could go on a – Dane could, when he was rolling, he had no mean streak. He'd go at you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you had to have it to put Yaxel down, right, to match that kind of energy. You got to be kind of nasty.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't think Bradshaw has any of that in him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have – His way is going to have to be a different way. He's not a big that's going to get the ball and want to dominate you. I don't get that sense that he's got that mean streak in him.
Yep.
It's going to have to come a different way, and maybe you're not running things through him. You're probably almost certainly not running things through him like you were when you got at your best offensively. Once you found Dane and put him back in the starting lineup, you were playing inside out. You're not going to be able to do that with Bradshaw, but, man, with that length in the AAC, as tall as he is, 7-footer, should still dominate
Absolutely.
On most nights.
Absolutely
without a mean streak.
Yep. So anyway, yeah, a good report there. I'm glad to hear it. I'm excited about it.
Oh, I'm ready for you at all times.
We got point guard camp coming up, right?
Yeah. He actually does that for girls and for boys over there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you got to be elite. Maybe that one's open to everybody.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, they do the elite camps and all that stuff in between too. I think the only thing left is point guard camp.
Got it.
Yeah. And it'll so be that, a while before
that'll be under the
poor
instruction
little CJ's
of
there.
The great Doug McDaniel.
He'll be there.
Now that's what I'm excited about.
He's fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a fun player.
He kind of feels like the show in the room.
Exactly. He's got some juice for sure.
Yeah, you could sense that just being there.
Well, I look forward to that report.
Oh yeah, I'll have it for you. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, maybe I'll join the rebounders this year so I can stay inside for you.
Love it.
Stay ahead of Parth and Jason Munns.
That's right. Yeah, right. Where's Hitman Hoops been? I mean, is he with us? Like, what did he, you know, where's he at?
Lurking. Always lurking.
Yeah. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since he's been around. But I know he's out there somewhere. Wherever you are, Hitman. Jason's going to join the rebound.
Yeah, because Jason's paying his way in.
That's right. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. It's just that simple. All right, Norton Herd of the Four is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the draft tonight, who he likes, what he thinks of some of the top picks, what he thinks the Grizz should do, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 China FM, ESPN.
His name is Norton Herd of the Fourth, Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball, Mitchell High product, Walker Holmes Finest. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Herd. He's on IG at I Am Coach Herd. Make sure you follow him and listen to him when he joins us here weekly on Wednesdays, 125, like he does now. Also joins Jeffrey Wright on Mondays. We're very appreciative. Coach Herd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great today. How about you guys?
We're good. It's draft day, and the Grizzlies have the number 16 pick, Herd. You know, after that Bane trade, now all of a sudden, you know, we're boning up on the draft. Now, I've got John Martin here, my draft expert, and he's watched all these guys all season long, much like you have. You important college basketball people have seen this. Is there a guy in this draft, you know, that and forget 16, it's in the middle and you kind of get there and things get blurry and who knows. But is there one for you, set aside Cooper Flagg, we've taught you think he's a stud, that's number one. One for you that you know for sure, no matter, you know, this is my guy. He's going to be a multiple, you know, time, maybe all NBA, maybe not. Just who's your guy in this draft that's not Cooper Flagg, if there is one for you?
Man, I like Dylan. I like Ace. I like the big boy Derek Quinn. So I like a few guys. You know, for the Grizzlies, though, the type of guy that I think they would need, I don't think they would still be there when they pick is a guy like Trey Johnson or VJ Edgecon. I think Grizzlies have forever needed like a superstar wing, I think, for the history of their franchise.
How would you feel about Cedric Coward?
He's pretty good, and he could turn out to be one of those guys, just like the guy from Belmont that played for Indiana and all of that. But I haven't done as much research on him lately. Like you say, once you start getting to 16, you start doing deeper search off, because you know it's gonna be that one pick between 2 and 7 where somebody picks somebody they don't supposed to. They just go off the road, and then when that happens, it's going to make somebody drop because those positions are not needed and all of that good stuff. So that's why you kind of just wait, you know, when it started getting outside of that.
What do you think about a guy like Ace Bailey and his situation? You know, because he's not working out for any teams. He is coming over from a Rutgers team that, you know, underachieved, didn't make the NCAA tournament. But, you know, the physical tools are just off the charts. Like, if you're a GM – I mean, obviously, you know, in your role with Team Thad, you're kind of a GM because you're making decisions on, like, who to recruit, who to go after, what you're looking – so, like, how big of an issue would it be for you when the job is to play basketball, how big of an issue would it be for you that he doesn't want to work out for anybody, that he doesn't want to go here, that he doesn't want to go there? How big of an issue is that for you?
So, I'm a guy that have a certain culture, right? And I think when you're dealing with high major basketball, you can do it. I think in the NBA you can do it, but you got to get it right. Like Pat Riley has a certain culture, but he's that respected. Greg Popovich, the Spurs, but most people you got to make sure basketball is different from football, where the guys still have control and you got to be careful where you say, well, I don't want a guy like this, and you don't pick him, then he end up being like an NBA superstar, the max player, then they're going to make you look crazy, right? So you're really caught up in the mix, right? People don't know this. Ace Bailey, I recruited him a little bit when he was in eighth, ninth grade. Ace Bailey is from Chattanooga, Tennessee. He moved to Atlanta his last 2 years. He's from Tennessee. That's a Tennessee kid. He moved to Atlanta his last 2 years because the AAU program that got him before we was both trying, they picked the Atlanta team. Atlanta is really close to Chattanooga, like an hour and a half. Then they moved him up there to play, you know, to get more exposure to McKeedron. And so he's actually a good kid. But now he's been in Atlanta now. He's been around the high-level stuff, the flashy stuff. And so him and his team, you know, there's a Coop dad and what's the guy that's over him, said they're really good people, but they got their way of doing stuff. But for me, if you're not going to do it, say it up front. I don't think you counsel it the week of or the day of. I think that's not a good look.
It's often common to ask draft experts or folks like you that are familiar with a lot of these prospects who they like I did. The less common question, though, sometimes is this heard? Is there a guy that, you know, maybe he is. He's in the top 10. He's mocked as a lottery. Maybe he's a first rounder, but you're sure, nah. I wouldn't touch him. Seems like a couple of the names I've thrown past John, there's been a couple of those. The Wolf kid out of Michigan that the Athletic had mocked to Memphis. John was like, no, don't want a part of that. Don't know if he's big. Don't know if he's guard. Is there a guy for you, whether it's top 10, Con Knipple? I don't want to name a guy for you, but maybe you're a little bit lower than everybody else seems to be.
Haven't looked at the mock today, but I would say both of the Duke kids outside of Cooper is a kind of based on if they get to the right team. Knipple can shoot, but, you know, we didn't see this story before with Luke Kennard and certain people, right? As good as they are, should they have been lottery picks, I'm not sure. The big kid, really good, but for how the NBA use bigs now, I'm not sure how that's going to go either.
I'll watch.
So,
yep.
I would have kind of say those two just off the top of my head. Some people would say Dylan Harper. I'm a Dylan Harper guy. I think he's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how much stock you put into the draft picks because, I mean, a top five pick, even though it's supposed to, they don't automatically equal all-star though these days.
How much do you think situations matter? Like, LaMelo Ball is objectively, he's a good NBA player. He came in, he was drafted as a rookie. Like he's been very good when he's been out on the floor. He's had injury concerns, but like it was a loser when he got there, and it's a loser now, despite how good he has been. How important? And I'm just using it. I'm sure there are examples of guys that went into losers and turned like Paolo turned Orlando from a loser to a winner, right? Like it, you know. But how important do you think situation is, culture, coach, front office to the ultimate success of a player? How closely linked do you think these things are?
I think good question too, John. I think outside of 20% of the NBA, everybody else is based off of situation. A lot of people feel like if Draymond Green didn't play for the Warriors and the Pistons, he would be a guy to make $5-6 million a year, right? He wouldn't be a USA guy. He wouldn't be a all-star. So I think that matters a lot, your situation, how many players on that team at your position, that matters. Bring up Kevin Durant and LeBron right quick, and I love Durant, so I'm not pooping on him, his dad, my guy, Team Durant, but I feel like when LeBron, the biggest difference nobody talk about when they both made their move, when LeBron made his move, Cleveland Cavaliers was not a franchise that put high-level guys together, high-level, and they never could get him over the hump. Kevin Durant was with a franchise, OKC, which proved it again, that drafted Russell Westbrook, that drafted Harden, that drafted him, that knew how to put Sam Preston, really good organization. So when he did it for me, it wasn't about where he went to. It's like, you just got to get it done, KD. You're with an organization that's actually doing good things. You know what I mean? And I felt like LeBron, the Cavaliers had ultimate time. They never could really do anything great. So I think to answer your question, John, just even with them examples, your situation and who you with, that means a lot. Front office, coaching, just the whole setup and culture, how Pat Riley have done well with a lot of guys. And I know some of these young guys don't want to listen anymore, but Yeah, I think that means a lot for most guys. Like, everybody in this draft probably outside of Cooper, that means something for.
Did you like we're focused on draft here, but you mentioned Houston. Did you like what Houston did in terms of getting KD, moving off of Jalen Green? Some people thought Phoenix didn't get enough of a return back. What did you think of that deal for Houston?
I think it was good for Houston. Well, because what they wanted, right? Houston wants to make a run at a championship. And for them to do that, I think Jalen Green still is a year or two maybe from being the star piece on a championship team. And so with that being said, now it was a gamble on both parts because we know Kevin Durant can score 25 with his eyes closed, but Kevin Durant is older. Mm-hmm. And with him being older, I think his scoring is still good, but I think his other things that for a full season may kind of be off. I think them keeping that twin was really big time because I don't think Kevin Durant liked to play D like he used to. I think giving up Dylan was a big deal. I think giving up, Jalen, they was able to keep the big foreign white kid. They was able to keep Jabari. Who all they give up? They gave up Dylan, Jalen Green. Is them the only players? And then the five picks.
Yep, 5 second-round picks.
I think it was good because for Phoenix, it's not really a matter of needing more. They got talent. They just kind of need some goons like Dylan, and they need a big-time point guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, and a serviceable center. Yeah, they need a big-time point guard. That's what Phoenix needs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, I wish as a Grizzlies fan, and we want the Grizzlies to have the best, pick in that situation, just tear it all down. And just but it seems like, they're not going to do that. It seems like they're going to try to, pair everybody, Jalen Green. You can't trade. Nobody wants Bradley Beal, so I guess that makes the tear down pretty difficult. I mean, is there anybody that's living better than Bradley Beal?
I think Bradley Beal would actually do well with the Grizzlies.
Man, now why do you have to say something like that?
They wanted Bradley Beal just a year or two ago. Let me say that. Two, I got some inside information. Thad was on that team last year. Brad is not as bad as y'all think. The team didn't play well together, and he became a little bit of a scapegoat. He actually, if you talk to the GM and the coach, they appreciate him the most outside of not giving up the trade clause. Because you're talking about a guy that's an all-star and was the number one option, and when they all was going through inside drama that I can't speak about, he was okay not just being the second man, but being the Chris Bosh, being the third man. So it's not his fault they was losing. You still have Devin Booker. You have Kevin Durant, which is our biggest stars. But I think with the Grizzlies, grit and grind, the Grizzlies wanted him a couple years ago. They weren't willing to give up everything. He would be the best wing on the Grizzlies team right now. Speaking of that trade, a lot of people don't like this Grizzly trade that happened, to be honest. You know what I mean? I don't know. I hadn't had time to talk about it on here. But you put Bradley Beal on the Grizzlies today, he would be the best wing on the team. Who's better?
I mean, they don't really have any.
That's because of the situation, and we got Jalen Wills to throw at it. That's all. So that's more of an indictment of us.
Right.
All I can speak is facts. That's what the people like to hear. He would be the best wing on the Grizzlies. So, and he never played with a point guard.
But he's not, he has no trade clause. He's not waiting to come here.
And how much does he cost? About $100 million a year, Serge? So we going to pay him, Ja, and Jaren?
Right.
I mean, he only got like a year or two left on his deal, I believe.
He's got two years. Yeah, because it's essentially a player option after this year, and he is not declining that, as we know. So he can't wait to accept that. So
yeah. But two not go hurt him. My thing is, if you agree, is you treat him just like the Warriors treated Bradley Beal. You get two years, not gonna kill none of these billionaires. It's being stuck with 5 years.
So was Thad there breaking up all the fist fights? Is that what his role was with the Suns, man? They were getting all those fights.
No, the Suns had a great locker room, right? I'm just speaking on Bradley Beal is not. I don't think he's the worst problem. Now I think if you keep him with this team. You got Dylan Brooks. Like, they want him to be Dylan Brooks. That's not what he do. He's a scorer. With having Dylan Brooks, the Suns would be better. But they're not going to get better until they're going to have to package something to get a big-time point guard, like a top 15 point guard in the NBA, then I think the Suns will be just fine. But I think Bradley Beal is good for us. Let's see what happens tonight, because we got to do something. Like I say, how has the talk been around y'all way? Because a lot of people still not happy with what we got right now. Well, do y'all see it different?
No, I'm glad you went there. Well, I've seen it as, and I think John sees the same way. Right now, you took a step back. You're worse off today having gotten rid of Bane, but there's a way to get back. And the way you do that is instead of taking some rookie who, you know, probably isn't helping you come playoff time. And if you take some rookie at the three, you got him and Jalen Wells. Are you comfortable with that at the three in the playoffs? How about packaging that pick or another one of your first round picks with Cole Anthony and going out and getting a $20 million slot type guy like a PJ Washington to fit in at the three? I mean, that way you're not paying $57 million to Bradley Beal. You know, you're looking more like the Celtics now. You get P.J. Washington, who's workable, can play a little bit of combo, 3-4 for you. And it's, you know, does that make you a contender? No, but it's starting to get some vets in here around Ja and Jaren, and you're back to saying, okay, let's try to win now. What do you think of a plan like that? That maybe isn't necessarily as sexy as his big splash, but you are getting vets around Ja and Jaren.
Yeah, I like that. I'm just trying to think.
It doesn't have to be PJ. It could be Cam. Everybody's talked about Cam.
Yeah.
Cam John over and over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but even with those guys, I like them. I don't love them because I'm like, I mean, I think Baines is just as productive as those guys. But I think Bradley Beal is still better than all those guys you just named. I just think it's a rep on him right now. But I definitely think Bradley Beal is still in the NBA better than PJ and Cam Johnson.
Was this a dare, like a bet or something? Like,
are you with Bradley Beal right now?
Somebody bet
you. Are you in Phoenix?
I bet you won't go on 92 Night today and rave about Bradley Beal for 20 minutes uninterrupted.
I didn't know this was going to happen today.
No, it's just, I mean, if y'all mention somebody who's better than him, I'm going to be like, they're better than him. But he's still at that wing position of who you can probably get is probably the highest. Now, maybe you take a Jimmy Butler first because he's, you know, mentally tougher and more of a winner. But like I say, I like PJ. If we were trying to do the Indiana thing, but we'd have to come with a strong bench too. But Cam Johnson, I like him a lot. He can shoot his butt off, but Cam Johnson not no Bradley Beal, guys. And I don't think he changes us a lot.
Text us and let us know you're safe when this segment is over.
Yeah. I think.
Okay. Is Jalen Wells better than Bradley Beal today?
Oh, no. I mean, not today.
No. You're playing right into his hands with that one, BC.
Yeah, I'm listening to him. I'm trying to take the information.
You got
to
come with. I thought you were going to say Jalen Brown, not Jalen Wells.
It's four people on the phone and nobody has named. We're on the radio. And nobody has named anybody
better than Bradley Beal.
Over Bradley Beal.
I mean, players who are available, I mean, in fairness to Bradley Beal, he did lead the league in scoring in COVID. You know, I mean, he did.
He's making $57 million.
And he's on the decline.
That matters.
And he's on the decline.
And you just traded out 40, Herd, wasn't it? Isn't that what Bane was making? Because, right, it's paying that big three that much money. And you telling me, giving this guy 57 is the right fit with the other two you're trying to sign up? Money-wise, it won't fit.
Right? This is what I'm saying. They hate on our city, and they say we got all these problems downtown.
True.
I don't care what it costs. We're not finna threaten our car getting broken for a less talented team, okay? So whatever it costs,
you better go second apron.
We want the product to be better, though. Whatever you're doing, if we're not in no rebuild mode, we want the product to be better. So it's one of those things where I got a really good salmon, or I got a really good, you know, T-bone steak. It's not the highest level steak, but until we can get the highest level steak, this is the best we have. But what we're naming now is people that's a little under. They may be younger. Like, look, when y'all, we get off the radio, look up Cam Johnson. I like Cam Johnson a lot, but at one point when he left Phoenix and went to Brooklyn, he declined for a minute too before he got back up.
No, I mean, he averaged 19 a game last year.
Shot 39% from three.
But yeah, 23, 24, he had a rough year. He only played in 58 games. I mean, that's...
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But he always shoots 40% from three.
And he's only making 20 and then $22 million a year.
That's right.
Which kind of fits you better in terms of that roster. Yeah. Right, that's what's so key for
them. John, when he first got, let me tell you the Cam Johnson story. He looked so good playing around Booker. Every team in the league wanted him. When he got to Brooklyn thought he was more of a superstar. They found out real quick that he's more of a catch and shoot guy.
Yeah. No,
and
that's why
last year was so rough. They tried to put it in his hands. This year they got back to, you know, he catching and shooting, he being like a poor man Michael Porter type of guy like that this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 48% from the floor, 39% from three, you know, that's a hell of a – if the Grizzlies had that, they would – you know, again, if you could guarantee me that, I'd pay $20 million for that, right? Like, and he's a little bigger than Bane. But, yeah, I mean, you bring up the good point, which is it's hard to identify the obvious answer, and that's why – we'll have to see.
But you would, what can KCP and Ja be a better defensive backcourt than what Bane and Ja were, right? You can go plus there. Right? If you got I know KCP's getting up there in age and doesn't sound like I've impressed you with that name, but if you're starting him at the two, technically you're better defensively, not offensively, but defensively with those two, right? Because there you were a minus with Bane and Ja.
Yeah, I like KCP one from leadership, veteran, mentorship. Have won a championship, have won two championships. So I do like him from that.
Yep.
And I'm not playing games when I say this because I know I'm about to go. I think that would be pretty good. But guess who's better than KCP?
Well, when you put Beal next to KCP, there's just no comparison. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think KCP would be good, but I don't know if that's the final answer.
All right, well, we're going to leave you to it. You can go watch Bradley Beal's Florida highlights. We appreciate you taking some time out of your day, Herd.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate you.
Right.
Yep. He is Norton Herd IV. I think we found Bradley Beal's biggest fan in the NBA. I mean, I really
no idea.
Like, he really holds him in a high regard. He really does. I mean, and he did lead the league in scoring,
you think you know somebody?
Yeah.
Until you find out you don't.
That's right. Man, that was...
I had no idea. I've known her a long time. I never knew about that affinity.
And we still have not brought a player that's better than Bradley Beal. That is true.
No, we have to keep naming names.
It's not about the player. It's about the money. You know? I mean, that's what it's about.
He just didn't care about that part.
Right. It's like, you know, that's...
Y'all not naming anybody better.
You know what it's like? It's like when you have a woman who's objectively, absolutely so beautiful, but she has the nastiest personality, right? And you're like, you're not that hot because you have a terrible personality. That's Bradley Beal. He's an objectively attractive woman with a nasty personality. Whereas if you have a woman that's a little homelier, right, but she has an awesome personality, like, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. You know, that's like KCP right now for us, man. You know, a much friendlier contract. Not that friendly, but it's friendlier.
Yeah, we'll take it.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a draft night. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Robert Edward Jewelers got the Summer 1000 Engagement sale going on right now, which means you get over there, you say what's up to Howie, looking for some jewelry for me, for my wife, for whoever. Spend $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. And I don't know if you guys have checked the temps lately. It's a nice time to have one of those. They got the peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee, which means when you buy your loose diamond and custom engagement ring at Robert Edward Jewelers, you have 365 days to bring it back. It's only at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yep. Robert Irwin Jewelers is going to save you money in the end, no matter what you're doing, whether it's engagement rings, whether it's brand name watches, or whatever it is. Howie's going to make you the best deal when you walk out of there. It's going to be with a smile on your face because you didn't get hit up, and those pockets aren't lighter in a way that they're not supposed to be. There's no better time than right now to head over. The Summer of 1000 Engagement sale is going on right now, and as John said, you save up to 40%. And with that purchase of $2,499 or more, we're going to get that free Yeti Tundra cooler. Always cool to get gifts, particularly when it's cool down time in the summertime. So that Yeti Tundra cooler is going to come in handy. Propose now, pay later. Lots of financing options. Take up to 60 months to pay if you like. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their five locations, three here locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we do have a little bit of news. Texas state officials have informed the Sun Belt that they are expecting an offer from the Pac-12 in the near future. That's according to Pete Thamel. So that will be the eighth member of the Pac-12. So they have their eight football teams, and we'll see, you know, where if anywhere it goes from here. I personally don't see the vision with Texas State. I don't really get it. I mean, they obviously don't have a better option in terms of the Pac-12. They don't have a better option to invite somebody. Memphis ain't going to go if the money ain't right. The money must not be right. So you're going to a team like Tech. They can leave the Sun Belt. It's going to be an upgrade for them.
Would a football split even make sense? Is that a better football conference than what you're in right now?
I don't even think it is. I mean, I'd have to really break down the numbers. But, you know, basketball, yes. We know these decisions aren't made for basketball.
Right.
So, anyway, that's at least some closure there on the Pac-12 and their full eight members. Doesn't mean it's over, but right. – That's at least one step closer. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, Norton Hurd, for joining us on the show today. It's draft night. We're going to have coverage here starting at 6:30 on 92.9. Draft starts at 7. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.